Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're enjoying the podcast and finding valuable information from it. Now, I do have a quick ask of you, and that would be to make sure to follow me on all social media platforms like Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, which is at Kyle C. Wilson Official, and on Twitter, which is The Kyle C. Wilson. And if you could help me do that, that would continue to help reinforce the ideas that I want to continue producing content specifically made for you guys to help educate you. And as always, you know I'm there to help, as I have $23,195 worth of content available for free through my YouTube channel that will answer and help a lot of the problems that you're going through, or at least your child's going through. So if you haven't found that yet, go to the YouTube channel, Kyle C. Wilson Official. And without further ado, let's get back into the episode. Welcome to the What to Look For framework for the Coach Edition. So this is actually a team coach. These are hard to find, obviously, but the point is you can have the idea of what to look for. Are you looking for a player developer or what we call a team developer? Now, a team developer could be positive, but it could also be very negative, which we're going to find out here shortly. Okay. Now, a player developer, before I say that, please remember this is a framework, a guideline, and an overview. This is not the end all be all. It's just to provide you with educational content to learn. Okay. So player developer focuses on individual skill, build skills and technique, master small sided games, focuses on Kyle's or the Croatian Football Federation development of a curriculum, understand players have to be developed before the team and players rotate positions. Okay. A team preparer is somebody that's going to prepare the team tactically for matches. Although in the US, that's typically kick it, boot it, and send it tactics. Okay. Not focused on the individual. Potential win at all costs mindset versus developing players, which is typical in the US system. Player developers prepare players for the next level. Team preparers typically focus on God Soccer points and are trophy hunters. Now, top teams have top players. So if you're going to have a top team, all the players on that team have to be good. Find a coach that matches your values of development. Do you prefer skill? Let me say it again. As a parent, do you prefer players' skill and ability development or winning at all cost? And the only person that can make that decision is you. Now, I'm not going to read all this because it's long, but what kind of coach do you want? Here is a player development coach versus a win at all cost coach. I'm only going to read the ones in green and red because it's a lot of information. You can download this PDF later on your own convenience or review the content here, okay? So a player development coach is going to focus on technical skills. They're going to master fundamentals. They're not focused specifically on what the team needs to do to win at the next match. They're going to say things like, look to combine, play forward. They're also going to find balance between difficult and too easy competition. Okay? Now, obviously, there's more to that. I didn't read all of them. But again, you can pause this and read it, or you can download the PDF. Okay, win at all costs. They are going to scream from the sideline. Players will typically play one position, basically zero skill development and training. Loves to play lower level competition to win big, like 5-0 or more. Focuses on God Soccer rankings and points. There you go. That's a win at all costs coach. Okay, now if their development focus, you've already seen this, but I'm showing it to you again. This is what positions they should play from their ages, U9, U11, U13, U15, U17, U19, on the field and as goalkeeper. You can review this on your own and see it again. Here is a small-sided game one, again, from a player development standpoint, and this is creating the player surplus. And again, you can look at the age ranges, the number of players, and the small-sided game. So from U9 to U11, U11 to U13, U13 to U15, U15 to U19, and U17 to U19. Then we have possession. Same thing, number of players, small-sided game, age group. U9 to U11, U11 to U13, U13 to U15, U15 to U19, U17 to U19. And then the last one, solving a player surplus situation. Number of players, small sided game, age group, U9 to U11, U11 to U13, U13 to U15, U15 to U19, and U17 to U19. Now, here are some questions to ask your potential coach. Determine if they are a player developer or a win at all cost coach. Now, there is a chance that they could be very good at communicating and be able to, I don't want to say trick you, but make you believe that they're a player developer coach by answering these targets or these questions. Okay, so here are the 12 though that would help you eliminate 98% of coaches. What is your target individually for my son? What is the focus of your training sessions? How do you want the team to play and why? What are the learning objectives and tangible targets for the year? Will my son have the opportunity to play up if he is dominating? What is your honest policy about playing time? Is it given or do they earn it? What about playing positions? Do they rotate or what is your protocol? How important is technical training and how often will you incorporate it? What is your policy on attendance at training? What is the standard you would or will set at training? Do kids goof off or is there a high regimen? What would a session typically look like for this age range for you? And how can I help you or really help my child outside of team practice? And those are great questions to ask. Okay, now I've already talked about this, so I'm not gonna go into it too much. It's my methodology framework in order for lower skill players. You can go back and pause it if you need to. Now, this is something that I think is very important, and this is something that we gave our own teams and the parents. This is from the 2022-2023 season. This was our U15 team. Okay, we highlighted the overview. What we wanted in the fall season and the spring season, we gave them our offensive plan, our targets, which was do your job, be simple and have speed, follow the plan. Defensive was do your job, get compact and stay compact, and follow the plan. Okay, the team objectives, to build trust among players and coaches, play high intensity and aggressive football, dominate the game physically, and teach and use 4-3-3 and 3-4-3 systems of play, which is the 5-5 system. Okay, and this was our attacking plan. We gave this to parents to say, this is what we want to do from a game perspective. We want to play a 3-4-3 in the attacking sense. On defending, we wanted to play a 4-4-2. Right, and this is what we gave parents so they can have an idea of what we wanted to teach them at this age group. Okay, and we also gave them a tournament plan, and we gave them the potential ranking of the tournament from previous iterations of the event, from August all the way through. Okay, now, do results of games actually matter? Great question. Yes and no. Between the ages of 6 to U15, the actual result means nothing. Why? Because there's no college scholarships or professional contracts being given typically at these age ranges below that, or in between those age ranges. Now, 15 to 16 and older, results can and do matter, because this is where scouting and recruiting really happens. So got soccer points and how many trophies you won between U6 and U15 is basically irrelevant. An example that you've probably heard me say before, but I'll say one more time, I've won the Jefferson Cup at U10. But what is more important to me? Representing the United States men's national team at the 2019 Futsal World Cup or winning the Jefferson Cup at U10? Now, I think the Jefferson Cup helped set me up for success, but I don't need anything about that tournament anymore. Like, I barely remember it, right? But I do remember it. I'll never forget going to a World Cup and representing the United States men's national team. Now, what does winning at all costs coach look like? They will always put the team, or 99.9% of the time, put the team in lower divisions just to win. Why? Well, I just gave the answer, so they can win and win big. What does win big mean? Any score over 4-0 is a win big. So that'd be 5-0, 6-0, 7-0, so on and so forth. A winning at all costs coach only wants to see his team win regardless of the level of the opposition and wants to keep parents happy. Most parents believe winning is the barometer of development. Okay, what is realistic about winning and losing? Well, there is no hard and fast rule. I didn't tell you that there's like the 50-50 rule or percentage, but what I can tell you is there should be a balance, like I said, winning and losing, 50-50. Now, that is not the hard and fast rule. That's my general idea. Why? If you're a parent and you are not okay with your child losing or being comfortable with it, they will never be great. Even the best players in the world lose all the time. It happens all the time, and they have to be okay with it and get over it. Losing builds character. Winning builds unrealistic egos, especially in youth development. On average, a result of 50% is a balanced calendar. 50% wins, 50% losses for youth players because they're not elite level. Okay, so what matters? Have players earned the right to win? That's a great question. Have they? We have a unique approach to this question. If the player have not earned the right to win, winning is irrelevant. If the players have the skill because they've been developed, they have earned the right to win. Then the way the team plays becomes the most important. Playing from the back and using 1v1 and ball possession as methods of progression versus kickball, kick it, boot it, and send it. This takes years to develop and we'll have to find a coach that you can trust. However, understand you will lose a lot as other teams look to kick it, boot it, and send it downfield every single game. Kick it, boot it, and send it downfield every single game. It's all part of the business. You either win or learn. Losing. Okay, and that's the idea behind what to look for, the coach addition framework. I hope that makes sense. Hope you got something from it. And without further ado, guys, we'll see you in the next video. See you there. If you want more information, I have my age development curriculum that you can watch and look at for free on my YouTube channel, Kyle C. Wilson Official. All you need to do is just smash that subscribe button when you get there, and we'll see you there.